DW.
So we know that our planet is overstressed in terms of ecosystems such as our climate and our oceans, some of our water resources, forests and biology. We know there's an awful lot of pressure on the natural resources of the Earth, and it's beginning to creak. And that's with a population currently of 7.6 billion people on the planet, which is about double that of that was around when I was born, you know, 60 years ago. So the population has increased dramatically. Consumption rates have increased, particularly in developed countries, but also, as they should in many ways, in countries outside of the of what used to be called, you know, the first world. So we need to see more people have a fairer share of the Earth's resources, but we're certainly not doing a very good job of managing our overconsumption in the very rich developed world. So we're seeing real pressure on the planet, and our population continues to grow. The more feet there are on the planet, the more heat we see in terms of climate change, and we see more people becoming high-level consumers rather than sustainable consumers.
Especially when it comes to climate change and the amount of fossil fuels we're using and carbon dioxide we're putting into the air, that really is that combination of population plus consumption, right?
It is. And there are some really challenging statistics and concepts in that. The greatest growth in population across the world currently and as projected is going to happen in Africa. Mm-hmm. That's where sort of 50% of the projected increase of 2 billion plus people over added to the planet over the next, you know, 30, 50 years is going to happen. Per capita, individual Africans do not produce an awful lot of carbon dioxide individually. In fact, their sort of share of their sort of amount of carbon dioxide of people across the world has probably gone down over the past 40 years per capita. But as a continent, it's tripled because of the critical mass of people who are consuming more energy, more stuff, who need things to survive. And so there's a really difficult construct there. There's an awful lot of people who are not terribly wealthy and are not consuming an awful lot, but collectively they're bringing a great pressure to bear on the planet. So there's some real disproportionate responsibilities, but we have to think about population as well as consumption.
Right. But then when we look to countries, for example, in Europe, where we're both sitting right now, that have pretty high consumption rates, but the amount of kids each couple is having is going down and has gone down. That's more of the consumption side of things that really needs
well,
to
be. Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, for example, the UK, our consumption rates are such that if everybody in the world lived as we do on average, we would need three planets worth of resources, which is clearly not possible. And some of us are using a great deal more. So whilst we are and consuming an awful lot in the UK, we also have too high a population for the resources that we should have a fair share of. So we are already overpopulated in the UK. And they'd say, oh yeah, but the birth rate is going down. Yes, it is, but actually it's still higher than it should be in terms of the overall population. So we need to think about how do we reach a lower sustainable population, which is also consuming less. You know, that's something which we in the developed world really have to think about. We can't just talk about consumption, partly because all our wonderful environmental NGOs, we have utterly failed to persuade people to consume less. Consumption rates are not going down anywhere. And there was a great study by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, which looked at about 60 of the main resources, goods and services that civilized society uses, what we see as a sort of, you know, average good life. Not one of those had gone down in use, apart from asbestos, some pesticides and toxic chemicals, and radioactive isotopes. So things that were controlled by governments or dangerous, we're not doing a very good job at reducing our consumption, which we have to do, but we have to reduce our population as well.
Before we get to kind of the solutions and how you get there, is there a set number that is that goal to reach for worldwide?
It'd be dead easy if there were, wouldn't it? You know, wouldn't it be easy? But of course, you know, different countries are at different stages, and a small family in the UK means something very different to a small family in Africa, Latin America, wherever else. So it would be naive and crude and certainly unsuccessful if Population Matters or anybody else say, we should only have one child or two children now. What we really are trying to promote is the positive concept and the benefits of having smaller families, both for people and for the planet. We look at the UN projections for 2050 and 2100. They have three projections they offer. They have a low projection, a medium projection, and a high projection. And for 2100, so, you know, that's quite a long way off, but it's not that far in demography terms. 2100, their low projection is around 7.4 billion people on the planet, slightly fewer than we currently are at 7.6. Their median projection is 11.2 billion, and their high projection is 16.6 billion. And that huge difference hangs on the fact of the fertility rate going up or down on average by half a child more or half a child less across the world. It's one less child every second family or one more child every second family. DW.